settlement between IHC, the Ministry of Education and Minister of Education. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Ministry of Education, Te Tahuhu or Te Mātauranga. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 18th of December 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Settlement between IHC, the Ministry of Education and Minister of Education. The Ministry of Education and IHC have settled a litigation case to enable the New Zealand education system to work better for disabled students. Framework for action. The settlement resolves an IHC complaint under the Human Rights Act 1993, alleging that government education policies led to discrimination and disadvantage for disabled students in local schools. We have committed to a framework for action proposed by IHC that addresses education system barriers for disabled students. It requires the ministry to investigate several areas of education, such as data collection and reporting, access to specialist support services, infrastructure, and curriculum. Framework for action, a quality education for all framework is at www.education.govt.nz/FOA. We will work with a stakeholder group including representatives from disability communities to ensure lived experience informs our work. Expressions of interest for the stakeholder group. We are seeking expressions of interest to be part of a stakeholder group which will support us to progress the actions in the framework for action. The group will have 6 to 8 members. IHC will have 2 permanent members of the group, one of whom will chair the group. We are seeking members with the following attributes. Lived experience of being a disabled person participating in the education system. Taungata Whaikaha Māori and Pacific people's perspectives. Knowledge and or experience of supporting a disabled person through their education pathway. Experience within the education sector. Awareness of the current priorities, concerns and barriers for disabled ākonga and their whānau. Members will have the opportunity to engage with work being led by us and input and feedback on its development. The group will operate for a minimum of 6 years. The membership term will be at least 3 years. The group will meet 3 times a year, likely in February, June and October. We may pay members at our discretion and reimburse travel expenses as required. You can apply to be a member of this group by submitting an expression of interest before the 11th of January 2026. Apply to be a member. Online form, expression of interest, EOI, form for IHC stakeholder group at aicomps.nz/0929. Downloadable form, expression of interest form for stakeholder group at www.education.govt.nz/IHC. Easy read form, expression of interest form for stakeholder group at www.education.govt.nz/IHC. Contact us. If you have questions, email inquiries.national@education.govt.nz. Subject line, IHC Settlement Agreement. Free call, NZ only, 0800 4711 711 between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, speech-impaired or find it hard to talk, you can contact the Ministry of Education through the New Zealand Relay Service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. More information. A quality education for all is at www.education.govt.nz/QED. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 18th of December 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09320-4173, email info@aicomps.co.nz, website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind, and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.